So vision meeting time. We usually have it a little earlier in the year. It's March 1st. I think with the conference and everything going on, it's a little bit late. So as you guys know, it's a time when we come together as a church, as a family. And not only do we reflect on what God has done in 2019, but we look towards what he would have us do in this coming year. So it's a time when it's a time to cast a vision for the year ahead. Now, in my preparation for this year's vision meeting, the Lord reminded me of something that he had shown me back in May of 2018. So I was at home and I was praying about vision. The Lord gave me a vision. Now, what I want to do is go back to May 2018. Anne and I, we were at home, we were spending some time in prayer, and the Lord gave me a vision. And what I saw was a weir. Now, I'm not too sure what you know what a weir is. Vijay is going to throw one up on the wall. This is very similar to what I saw. So the Lord showed me these weir gates, and in my vision, they were made of wood. Actually, they're almost identical. So they were like this. They were closed. But in my vision, the water behind the weir came to the very top, and the water was dribbling over. So there was a very small amount of water coming over. And when I looked to the base, I saw a tiny little stream. But then my attention was taken, and I'm looking then to my left. What I saw was a torrent of water. It was like a small waterfall, but there was masses of water, and it was flowing. It was a cascade, and there was spray everywhere. So as I said, when I was praying this December about casting a vision for this year, the Lord showed me just the waterfall. So that's what I saw. Now, as we know, the Bible uses, you can take that down there, Vijay. The Bible uses a number of symbols to describe the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. And one such symbol is water. And likewise, rivers in the Bible represents abundance and prosperity that flow from the Holy Spirit. So today's message is very much a prophetic word. I was kind of thinking, will I or won't I? You know, usually I'm very systematic with vision meetings. But look, when the Lord shows you something, you have to share it. And I would be going against God if I did not share this with you today. So again, as I said, it's a prophetic message for us here today. And I believe that we are going to see a breakthrough. And that word breakthrough, again, is from the Lord. I had another pastor share that very word with me. A breakthrough, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, when is this going to happen? I don't know. But we need church to be encouraged. We need to be expectant. We need to be prepared for what the Lord is going to do. And the text that the Lord gave me, it was fields of wheat. And I know that will be familiar to some of you. And the scripture is Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. And the video is going to throw it up on the wall. So I'm going to read it. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease. You know, I have that every highlighted and underlined in my Bible. He healed everybody. no exceptions. Every disease, every affliction. And when he saw the crowds, so this is speaking of Jesus, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you speak to us in so many different ways. Lord, you speak to us mainly through your word, but you also speak to us, Holy Spirit, through visions, through dreams, through prophetic words. And we just thank you so much for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask you to remind us to put those into action, to serve the church, Lord, in whatever need that we see. And Lord, remind us to be prayerful, to be expectant, to be joyous of the things that we are going to see, Lord. Amen. So Jesus, he goes out among the people, doesn't he? He travels from city, from one village to the next. And he teaches in the synagogues, and he's proclaiming the gospel message. And as I said, he's healing everybody. The demon-possessed, the crippled, the blind, raising people from the dead. He healed them all. And can you imagine the excitement of the crowd? It must have been just absolutely electrifying. And of course, the more people that he healed, the more people showed up, bringing with them all their pain, all their suffering and torment. And what was Jesus' reaction to all these people coming to him, looking for help? Was he annoyed? Was he fed up with the crowds, tired to listening to their problems? He wasn't. No, we are told in verse 36, he had compassion for them. Compassion. Do we have the same as believers? The country, this world is absolutely messed up. And I know that you'll all agree with me with that. But it can be so easy for us as Christians to harden our hearts towards those who we see as the problem. Yet we were once just like them, in that we too were once blind to our true condition. Blind. So guys, church, we're in no condition to look down our noses upon anybody. You know, too often I hear with Christians, you know, I hear what they're against rather than the message that they have been called to proclaim. We look at society today and it's gripped with such fear and uncertainty. We see over the last week with the coronavirus, people are absolutely terrified. And there is so much hopelessness. And that's exactly what these people were bringing to Jesus. Matthew describes them as having been harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. People are lost. Why? Because as Jesus said, they are without a shepherd. But what is the solution? Now, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." But how are people going to find out about the good shepherd, about how our Savior is greater than any need that they may have, if we are not prepared to share Jesus with them? Look what Jesus told his disciples. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plentiful. And that's true of every generation. But it could go to waste, couldn't it? If there were no laborers to take advantage of the bounty. Now Jesus tells us what you and I should do about it. Look at verse 37. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. So here we are called to pray to the Lord that more of us would go out and share our faith. So prayer here is the answer to the need. And when you pray for this, do not be surprised if you are the one that God sends. And that's exactly what happens in this text here this morning. Because when we look at chapter 10, Jesus has told them to pray. Then Jesus sends them out. Yeah, we can talk ourselves out of evangelism, can't we? You know, there's no point. People aren't interested. Irish society has just gone too far, too secular, too liberal. Or there's no getting through to these people. Paul asked a very important question in Romans chapter 10. He said, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? Our job is to deliver the message, isn't it? None of us will deny that here this morning. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does the rest. We deliver the gospel. It is God who makes it powerful. So do not be fearful. Do not be intimidated. The first time I heard the gospel, I used some colorful language and I told the person where to go. But a seed was planted. And it took a few times of hearing that same message before it started to make root in my heart. Be expectant. Be prepared for a backlash. That's why it's so important that we share our faith in love. Jesus told his disciples before his ascension, right before, he told them, you are my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Ireland is the ends of the earth. I shouldn't be giggling. I'm a local. So we have all been called, haven't we, to be Christ's witnesses. And a witness is someone who testifies to what he or she has heard or seen. And we are a church filled with stories of transformation. We are witnesses of God's love and forgiveness, of his mercy and grace. We are a people who have been transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we can express that truth in how we live our lives. We can tell people about Christ. This is witnessing. And I'll finish on this. It's a miracle, isn't it? What is it, 10, 15 minutes? Church, don't lose hope. Keep praying for revival. Because there are seasons when God does just that. We know this from church history. When God brings great amounts of people into his kingdom. And this revival is not just going to be local. It's just not going to be Waterford. Because we are going to see fires of revival all over this country. It is coming. So be encouraged. Be expectant. Church, be in prayer. Amen.